I want to take a moment with you this morning and to consider what we've handed out to you, this narrative budget. And even if you're visiting with us this morning, I'd invite you to consider this along with us, because this really is meant to be a worshipful thing. It's not just a dollars and cents thing. It's our finances, how we deal with our finances, how we deal with them individually, how we deal with them as a community, is ultimately about discipleship. And it's about following Jesus with all of who we are. And I just want to share a little bit with you briefly this morning about how we follow Jesus with our finances here in this community, and how we want to invite you into that process with us. And here is the scripture. I preached on this scripture back in early September, I believe, when we were working our way through Philippians. And it's from Philippians chapter 4. And this is Paul writing to the Philippians, and he says this: I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. And what he means is this: he's talking about a gift, a financial gift that he received from the Philippians. He said, I rejoice that you've renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you, Paul goes on to say, to share in my troubles. For not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Your gifts are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So today, as you came in, hopefully most of you received this 2016 narrative budget. This is... Mike's cheering because Mike's the guy that gets to put this all together in this format every year. So, yay. Thanks be to God for that. And also our whole financial committee that works on this every year. And Megan Moore, who parses out all the numbers. Thanks be to God for these people. This is the third year we've done this, where we've taken, instead of just giving you a line item budget for the following and upcoming year, we give you this narrative budget. And it breaks down our budget according to our mission statement, which is conveniently put on here, on this narrative budget, that our mission statement is that we will be a bridge to Jesus Christ by participating in communion, welcoming all into community, listening and having compassion, growing in our faith, sharing Christ's story with the community, the South Side, the surrounding neighborhoods, and the world. That's our mission statement. And we break down the mission statement into these five parts: communion, community, compassion, growth, and story. And we've put together like a little bit under each one of those of what happens in those categories and how this community embodies this mission statement. And then we've put together kind of the budget number. What does it cost to make these things happen? The meal on Sundays isn't free. Turning these lights on every Sunday isn't free. We have a wonderful staff that works to make these things happen. And we break down all of our finances into such fashion to give you these numbers about what it takes financially to make this mission statement happen. You'll see the total budget is $293,075 for the year. And you receive this all now, because on November 17th, we will have our all-church meeting. It's Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. You are all invited, whether you're just here for the first time or the Ohio Wesleyan people want to drive back for it. That'd be great. Or if you've been a member here for years, or you're new, you're at our new around here dinner, love to have you at our all-church meeting. I know all-church meeting always sounds so lame, right? But ours is kind of fun. Ours is always kind of fun. We like look back on the year it was, and then we kind of look ahead to, you know, the possibilities of what could be. But at that, we take care of some business. And one of the business we take care of is approving a budget for the next year. That we look and say, this is the budget we want to live into upcoming in 2016. And so we're going to vote to approve it that night. But over the course of the next 5 weeks, we're going to do more than just voting to approve it. We also want to invite you to show your support for this community by making a financial commitment to help us meet this budget in 2016. You're invited to do that by filling out the pledge form that is right there at the bottom of this paper. That you would fill that out and you'd simply bring it in and drop it in the offering plate over the course of the next 5 weeks, because we want to do a 5-week pledge campaign and then leave it at that. This past week, Becky Boyer, our children and youth minister, brought in this book. It says, "Look, it's Jesus." And on the front cover, there's a piece of toast with an image of Jesus on it. And so you can imagine, you know, what's in here. Here's a baseball with a smudge mark of Jesus on it. These, all these like holy things with Jesus. Oh, there's the grilled, or Virgin Mary, the grilled cheese Virgin Mary is in here. We got tortilla Jesus, handbag Jesus, ashtray Jesus, shower Jesus. One of my favorites, couch stain Jesus. But the favorite has got to be, it's got to be this one. That's pierogi Jesus, my friends. Pierogi Jesus. Yes, I now believe in God. The funny thing is, they have little stories about each one of these things. And some people, you know, set up little shrines and altars in their homes. And, you know, some people end up with like thousands of visitors every year, and it turns into a big business. So this is what I was thinking. We really need one of these, right? Look, I want you to go home and all this week, look very carefully at every food, slow down, look at your food closely. If the peas on your plate arrange themselves in the form of Jesus, please take a picture. Because I think we can solve all of our budget needs. And don't ignore your shower and the mold that's in it, because there's a moldy Jesus in there. So just take time. But as I look through this book, I'm like, man, it's funny how we are so quick to identify the image of Jesus in handbags, ashtrays, tortillas, and pierogies, but we miss the image of Jesus in so many other things, like creation, like each other, and dare I say, like this place here. This narrative budget to me is overflowing with the image of Jesus. In fact, belatedly, I thought Mike could put like a watermark image of Jesus on this thing, but we didn't get there. But God's love, as it's expressed through Jesus, is the heartbeat of this community. And that's what we're asking you to give to. Because that love is somehow making a difference, hopefully in your life, in the community around us, in the lives of others. When Paul received this gift from the Philippians, he was filled with thanksgiving. He said three things. I'm grateful they have renewed their concern for me. I'm grateful that they are willing to share in the troubles with me. And that this gift is a fragrant offering, pleasing to God. To Paul, it was more than just a money gift. It was an affirmation of their relationship with each other. It showed their concern for him. It helped him in the troubles that he had to share. It expanded the possibilities of what he could do. It said to Paul, we are all in this together. And that makes it better. It makes it better when we're a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice to each other. And that's how I would hope we would look at our giving here in this community. That this offering says to the community and to the staff that we are in this together. It shows our concern for each other. It renews that concern. It shares in the trouble. It expands the possibilities of what we can do. And ultimately, it's an affirmation of our relationship together. So over the next 5 weeks, during our offering time, different people are going to share about how hot metal has made a difference in their life. And I'm excited to hear from them, because I'm excited about how this community breathes life into each other. So this is so much more than about just money, but it's also about money. And I invite you to consider what your pledge can be to this community. The United Methodist Book of Discipline has something good in it, really. It defines church member as this. A church member is one who promises to help shoulder the burdens, share the risks, and celebrate the joys of being a part of the faith community. That's what we invite you to do when we invite you to consider a pledge. We have a goal. Our budget for 2016 is close to $300,000, as you see, which is not much of a change from last year's budget. We've tweaked it here and there, but primarily it's the same budget we hope to live into. But that is still very challenging for a church of our size to live into a budget of this amount and to sustain it. We don't have any large endowments to rely on. We don't have any large grants to keep us going. We went through all those already. And this budget will not be sustained by bake sales or car washes or any crazy fundraiser idea you have, so don't approach me after the service with it. What we need are individuals willing to step up and renew their concern, affirm the image of Jesus they see in this place, and give a pledge for 2016. Whatever that is that's comfortable for you. Whatever that is. Our goal is to receive 200,000 in pledges by November 29th, by the end of this. And just as a little encouragement to give, and I left these in my car, but when you pledge, you get a t-shirt. You get a newly designed Hot Metal Bridge t-shirt, which I will be bringing in here soon. And Mr. Dillon designed it, and it's pretty sweet, and it's pretty awesome. And just a note, to those of you, many of you are regular online givers. You've signed up. That's how I do my giving. I just signed up online, and it just automatically comes out. And if you've done that, thank you very much for doing that. But we still want you to give your pledge. Don't just assume like, oh, they know how much I'm giving. Well, we do, but we don't know if you're going to stop that. You might stop that. So please don't. But we would like you to still bring a pledge forward. So what we're going to do now this morning is I've invited the leadership of this church as we've been working through this budget on our finance and our council and our staff meeting. We've gone through this, and I've invited them to bring their pledges forward this morning to start off our pledge campaign. That they will come forward, bring their pledges forward, and then we're going to pray for this campaign, for our community, and then we'll take our regular offering. So if you are one of those persons, I would just invite you to come down now, just stand up and come on forward and drop your pledge in. And hopefully I have mine on me. Somewhere here? Yep, just put it in there. Bless this offering, these pledges, and this community. We pray in Jesus' name.
And all God's people said,